Hillary Clinton, Trump's threat to elections underscores urgency for vote by mail, early voting. By Pam Key on July 20, 2020. Monday on MSNBC's The Readout, former Secretary of State and 2016 Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton said President Donald Trump's threat not to accept the election results meant an urgency for vote by mail, a sufficient number of poll workers and early voting. Host Joy Reid said, "So you know Donald Trump, are you concerned that Donald Trump will not accept the results of the election in November if he loses?" Clinton said, "He seemed to signal that with his Chris Wallace interview, didn't he, when he said that he would have to wait. We have to be concerned, and I think it's something is that not just the Biden campaign, but everyone in any position of responsibility on both sides of the political divide have to begin preparing for. And here's what I think that means. We need to shore up our electoral security. We need to make it possible for people to vote by mail. I'm involved in helping to support lawsuits against states that are trying to minimize or make that difficult because that's what the Trump administration wants. We have to make sure that there's enough poll workers so that people can vote in person with early voting in enough places when they show up on election day. We know what needs to be done." She added, "And I think it's fair to say, Joy, that the other side does too, because clearly, the strategy for re-election that Donald Trump is following is to try to make it as difficult as possible for people to vote, to have those votes counted, and to sow further distrust in our electoral system, to be in a position if he is repudiated on election day, to say he is not sure if it's fair and try to drag the process out. I take his failed threat. I take it very seriously. I hope that you know, fair-minded, officials at all levels of government will do everything they can to make our elections work and to make sure that people have a chance to vote and have those votes counted." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at Pam Keenan.